Frank. I've recently been reading Cleaning Up Your Mental Mess by Dr. Caroline Leaf, and I'm just basically, I think I'm on chapter, four or something like that, but I kind of wanted to highlight a couple of points, especially about stress, especially since living in today's age, you know, it's 2021, a year after 2020, and to some people, 2021 hasn't looked much better than 2020 did, and so I basically wanted to touch a little bit on stress, maybe to help a few of you guys out if you're dealing with some what they would call toxic stress. And so normal stress or stress in general is actually good for you. It's kind of like exercise for your brain. You know, when you do a bodily exercise, you're putting your body in stress to help strengthen your muscles, and like when you do like resistance training and stuff like that, you're putting stress on your muscles to make you stronger. Same with stress, your mental stress or whatever. It's actually a good response because it keeps you energized, and it keeps you alert, it keeps you awake, it keeps you focused, you know, and it boosts your mental performance because you're like aware. But if you turn that stress into like panicking or doubting or fearing or worrying or whatever, that turns into toxic stress. And so basically, like with the things going on in our world today, with all everything that the news is covering or making up, or who even knows, because everybody says everything, you know, like it's either fake news or it's real news or whatever. But the point is that there is everything in this world today that is trying to make everybody like freak out and stress out and try to lose focus on what actually is important. And what actually is important is you, yourself, and your self-development, your self-growth, who you are becoming, who you are, your goals, your desires, your successes, your increases, your prosperities in life, all of your wins, you know, like winning the day or winning the week, you know, those are the things that are actually important. And by no means am I telling you to go stick your head in the sand and not even listen to what's going on in the world around you. I just want to kind of jump on here and say, like, you know, stress is very normal, and being aware of your surroundings and being alert to your surroundings and making sure that you're making the best decisions for yourself is very, very good for you, and it will actually enhance your brain power, your mental focus, your mind management, all of your thought patterns, your mindsets. It will actually help you. Being aware of your situation and your circumstances helps you. What doesn't help you is starting to worry and freak out and panic about things that are happening around you, or taking situations and then, you know, just using them as like to help victimize yourself or whatever. You're just taking the situations and dealing with them in a toxic manner. That actually can impair your mental abilities. It can make you super foggy in the brain. It can make your day just trudge on and you won't be winning anything. And so I think it's very, very, very important to make sure that we take the stresses of everyday life, the normal stresses, and we actually use them to build our mental muscles, so to speak, that we are stronger. And that when circumstances and situations do arise, because they always will, we live in a world full of people, and circumstances, situations always arise, I should say. And so like when we take and we practice and we exercise our mental focuses and our mental powers to the good, and actually just use the stresses as being alert and making sure we're making the right decisions for our own individual selves, and maybe even for our own individual families, then we will be well abled and more equipped to take on any other new circumstances that arise or anything like that. And so I would just suggest to you, like right now, just start right now to just take an inventory of yourself, you know, starting from the inner being of yourself, your center, your heart, your mind, your thinking, and just like your body doesn't lie. Your words don't lie. Whatever your body is doing, whatever your actions are doing, whatever your words are saying, that's what's inside of you. And so just kind of pay attention to how your body is acting, like illness or tired, or like you're worn out, burnt out, you have a backache, you have a headache, you have a belly ache. Like just take a mental note of what you're doing. If you have energy, like your physical aspect, take note, be observant what you're doing, and your body will tell you like how you're managing your day-to-day stress. And also kind of like, I mean, you should always be doing this with your body and your actions and your words and stuff like that. But also take note about what you talk about and how you react to situations and what kind of conversations you hold, and even what conversations you listen to, even if you don't take part, but you're listening to them and you're gathering information. Like just take a look at yourself, take inventory, invest time into recognizing how you're responding to things, how your body's responding to things, what you're talking about, what you're engaging in, what you're giving your time to, and you will see your body will tell on itself, and you can generally see, like, okay, I am handling situations not very well because my body is not responding very well at all right now to any circumstances. Or maybe you are feeling energized and you do have a mind management in place. And so anytime that you get thoughts inside of your head, which is all the time because you can't stop thinking, but anytime that you have the thoughts coming through your head, you're able to categorize them and put them in the spots that they need to be in, instead of letting them run rampant inside of your brain and making them get all misshapened or whatever, and start causing you overwhelmingness of toxic stress and doubt and worry and fear and all the things that can actually physically make you ill. And just basically with yourself, within yourself, if you're just taking the steps to take care of yourself by knowing what you're doing, how you're responding, and then making sure that you put all of your thoughts into like the categories and dealing with them properly, then you will be able to kind of like show up for yourself and make sure that you're like making promises to yourself and then keeping those promises, whether that be, you know, physical, like bodily exercise, or if it means like reading a book or anything that would actually enhance yourself and get you towards, you know, your desired successes and your desired increases, your desired prosperity, anything, one step at a time. And if you could just make sure that you're managing all of the thoughts inside of your head, all of your reactions, all of your responses, and just putting them in the right place, you will be able to take those steps and just one step at a time, one moment at a time, every single time, be able to just in an organized fashion, just lay out the steps in front of you so that you're able to walk towards those desires more effectively and with like happiness and success, so that you're not being overwhelmed with like the toxic stress or whatever. You're able to focus on the things that actually make you happy. And so when you're looking at what's going on in the world today or any day, because like the world has always been the world and there's always been evil in the world, it's just, you know, now we have social media and news and stuff that report on it like all the time. But evil has been around since, you know, day one. So like just basically just be aware of what's coming into yourself, into your house, and be aware of what's going out of your house. Make sure that you're not contributing to the negativity of the world and to the universe by letting your thoughts and your lifestyle run rampant and maybe causing other people to go down negative paths. You just need to make sure that you are in yourself organized so that you can have a happy and positive impact on everybody else's life. I know that I am striving to do that. I am striving to just be centered on myself and making sure that I'm responding to every situation that comes my way in a very organized manner, and making sure that I am basically focused on how it affects me and how I can in turn organize in an organized fashion, give positivity and hope and help encourage hope to a lot of people. And so basically that's all I had for you guys today. I will, I guess I should have said, welcome back to Random Threads. I'm your host, Shana. It's been a couple weeks. Here I am. I'm back at it. I love you guys so much. Thank you for your support. Hope you had a great Labor Day weekend, and I will chat at you next week sometime. Thanks.